Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Leaving a Legacy Inheritance, Charity, and Thousand-Year Families by Johann Kurtz is a non-fiction work about wealth transfer, inheritance, charity, and family continuity, written for readers concerned with legacy planning and the moral meaning of wealth. It argues against the modern preference for consuming wealth within one lifetime or giving it away without regard to family permanence. Kurtz frames inheritance not only as a financial decision, but as a civilizational and spiritual question: what obligations do present generations owe to future descendants, communities, and institutions? The book draws on Christian thought, classical political memory, and older Western assumptions about household duty and posterity. Its purpose is not merely to offer estate planning tactics, but to recover a moral vocabulary for leaving wealth to children, supporting family enterprises, and practicing charity across generations. As a result, it sits between theology, social criticism, family wealth strategy, and cultural philosophy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inheritance is presented as a moral obligation rather than private indulgence. A central contribution of leaving a legacy is its insistence that inheritance should not be reduced to parental favoritism or financial convenience. Kurtz treats wealth as something received within a chain of obligation. A person benefits from ancestors, institutions, culture, faith, property, and social order, and therefore has duties toward descendants. This reframes inheritance from a transfer of assets into a form of stewardship. The book responds to the suspicion that leaving substantial wealth to children is inherently corrupting by arguing that corruption comes less from inheritance itself than from wealth detached from virtue, purpose, and responsibility. In this view, the relevant question is not whether children should receive wealth, but whether the family has cultivated the habits and structures needed to receive it well. That distinction allows Kurtz to defend inheritance without endorsing mere comfort or entitlement. His argument is strongest where it connects private estate decisions to broader continuity, a society that refuses to transmit durable goods, skills, property. And obligations may also weaken the intergenerational bonds that sustain culture. Secondly, the book rejects single-generation consumption and the impulse to die with nothing. Kurtz writes against a contemporary ideal in which a successful life is measured by maximum consumption, personal experience, and the deliberate exhaustion of assets before death. He treats this outlook as culturally thin because it imagines the individual as an isolated consumer rather than a member of a family line and a larger civilization. The book does not simply say that saving is better than spending. Its deeper claim is that liquidating wealth for personal pleasure or short-term sentiment narrows moral imagination. If the only recognized obligations are present satisfaction or immediate charitable impact, future family members and long-horizon institutions disappear from view. This criticism gives the book a distinctive position among wealth books, because it is less concerned with optimization and more concerned with the anthropology behind financial decisions. Kurtz argues that wealth should be evaluated by what it makes possible over time: stable households, durable enterprises, education and responsibility, and benefaction that outlives the giver. Consumption is not treated as evil, but as insufficient when made the governing principle of life. Thirdly, charity is reinterpreted through family continuity and long-term responsibility. Leaving a legacy does not dismiss charity, but it challenges the assumption that charity and inheritance are morally opposed. Kurtz questions the idea that giving wealth away to outside organizations is automatically more virtuous than strengthening a family across generations. His preferred framework is family-centered charity, in which the household becomes a base for future giving, service, patronage, and social responsibility. This approach changes the time scale of charity. Instead of focusing mainly on immediate disbursement, it asks whether wealth can be preserved and governed so that many generations participate in charitable duties. The argument also implies a critique of modern philanthropy when it becomes abstract, bureaucratic, or detached from personal obligation. Kurtz appears more interested in embodied responsibility than in impersonal largesse, a family that owns productive assets, educates heirs, and maintains a tradition of giving may contribute to society in ways that one-time donation cannot. The book, therefore, makes charity a question of formation and continuity, not only a question of distribution. Fourthly, family businesses and illiquid assets are treated as tools of continuity. One practical theme associated with the book is the preference for durable, responsibility-producing assets over purely liquid inheritance. Cash and marketable securities can be useful, but they are also easy to divide, spend, and disconnect from family identity. Kurtz gives special weight to family businesses and illiquid assets because they can require cooperation, discipline, governance, and long-term thinking. A business, farm, real estate holding, or similar asset can bind heirs to a shared project in a way that a simple cash payout usually does not. This does not make such assets risk-free. They can create conflict, concentrate risk, or burden heirs who lack aptitude. But the book values them because they force the question of stewardship to become concrete. Heirs must ask how to manage, preserve, improve, and pass on something that is not merely consumed. In this respect, Kurtz turns asset structure into moral pedagogy. The form of wealth matters because different forms teach different habits. Liquidity invites optionality, while durable ownership can train patience, competence, and responsibility. Lastly, the defense of nepotism challenges modern meritocratic assumptions. A notable and controversial dimension of the book is its willingness to defend family preference in an age that often treats meritocracy as the only legitimate social principle. Kurtz does not appear to argue that incompetence should be rewarded or public trust abused. Rather, he questions whether a society can be healthy if parents are expected to treat their own descendants as morally interchangeable with strangers. The book places family loyalty within a broader hierarchy of duties. People naturally owe special care to those entrusted to them, and inheritance is one expression of that care. This argument challenges modern discomfort with nepotism by distinguishing corrupt favoritism from legitimate household responsibility. It also exposes a tension in meritocratic culture. Many people condemn inherited advantage in theory while still working intensely to benefit their own children through education, networks, property, and cultural capital. Kurtz makes that implicit practice explicit and gives it theological and historical grounding. The strength of this topic is its clarity about competing moral goods. Fairness matters, but so do kinship, gratitude, continuity, and obligation to future descendants. In conclusion, leaving a legacy is best suited for affluent families, founders, heirs, estate planners, charitable donors, and readers interested in the moral philosophy of wealth. It may also interest Christians and culturally conservative readers who want an argument for inheritance rooted in older Western and theological categories, rather than in tax efficiency alone. Its practical benefit is not mainly technical instruction about trusts, law, or investment structures. Instead, it helps readers clarify what wealth is for before they decide how to allocate it. That intellectual work is useful because many inheritance decisions fail not from lack of instruments, but from lack of shared purpose. Compared with conventional personal finance books, this book stands out by rejecting the assumption that individual satisfaction is the proper endpoint of wealth. Compared with many philanthropy books, it resists treating family inheritance as morally inferior to institutional giving. Compared with estate planning guides, it is more philosophical. Concerned with virtue, duty, descendants, and civilization, readers who want neutral technical advice may need other resources alongside it. Readers seeking a serious argument for multi-generational stewardship will find its distinctive value in the way it connects family wealth, charity, religious memory, and long-horizon responsibility. If you would like to support Johann Kurtz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.